Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of History Every Day, where we look back on the most interesting and important events that took place on this day in the past. This is episode number 309 for May 4th. We're going to start off in 1814 when Emperor Napoleon arrives at Portofino on the island of Elba to begin his exile. And then in 1904, the United States begins construction of the Panama Canal. And finally, in 1961, the Freedom Riders begin a bus trip through the South during the American Civil Rights Movement. I'm Austin Dahl, your host as always. Let's get into it and let's see what we can learn today. On May 4th, 1814, Emperor Napoleon Bonaparte arrived at Portofino, the capital of the island of Elba, to begin his exile after his forced abdication following a series of military defeats that culminated in the Treaty of Fontainebleau. This period in Napoleon's life is a significant chapter in European history, marking the temporary end of his rule over France and his brief tenure as the sovereign of Elba. The Treaty of Fontainebleau was signed on April 11, 1814, and granted Napoleon sovereignty over the island of Elba, which was a small island in the Mediterranean Sea. Napoleon's exile on Elba lasted less than a year, when on February 26, 1815, he escaped from the island with about 1,000 men. He returned to France in a period known as the Hundred Days, which eventually ended with his defeat at the Battle of Waterloo in June 1815. On May 4, 1904, the United States officially began construction on the Panama Canal, a monumental engineering project that would drastically shorten the maritime journey between the Atlantic and Pacific Oceans by cutting through the Isthmus of Panama. This project represented a significant achievement in engineering and had profound geopolitical implications. On May 4, 1961, a major event in the American Civil Rights Movement began as the Freedom Riders embarked on a courageous and highly significant bus trip through the southern United States. This group of interracial activists set out to challenge the entrenched system of racial segregation and interstate bus terminals, and the non-enforcement of federal laws that had prohibited segregation in interstate travel facilities. The group consisted of 13 activists, 7 black and 6 white participants. They included men and women committed to nonviolence as a means of protest. They planned to travel from Washington, D.C. through several southern states and finish their journey in New Orleans, Louisiana. The Freedom Riders faced violent opposition from white supremacist groups and indifference or outright hostility from law enforcement agencies. In Anniston, Alabama, one of their buses was firebombed, forcing the passengers to flee for their lives. In Birmingham, Alabama, the riders were brutally beaten by a mob of KKK members, with local police conspicuously absent. The violence and brutality encountered by the Freedom Riders drew national attention and international attention to the civil rights struggle. The fierce resistance they encountered prompted the federal government to intervene. The attention helped to spur further actions and demonstrations across the South. Thank you so much, everybody, for tuning in to another episode of History Every Day. Please give the podcast both a rating and a follow on Apple and Spotify. And I will see you all tomorrow for some more history.